First of all, I want to thank everyone for still being here, all 15 of you, and also for actually not bumping us to Sunday and then bumping us to the next meeting, which happened in Washington last time. So I haven't spoken officially to this group since the meeting in Houston, and that was one of the high points of my 5.5 years as a general manager in Pacifica. I've never preached to a group quite like that before. I don't want to take very much time. I do want to say a couple things in terms of savings and budget. I love y'all, but I wouldn't mind meeting only with you live twice a year and seeing you on a TV screen in a teleconference twice a year. These are expensive, god-awfully expensive meetings. We are a communications network. They have television link-ups. I've seen them, and they're not that expensive. And we could set up 5 of them, and we could set up 7 of them. We could do all kinds of amazing things and save a lot of money, still meet often enough to feel that we actually know each other and that we can touch each other and interact in that way, too. In another way that we're looking at, we look at our budget maybe not as often as we need to. But when we look at the budget, there really aren't that many places, at least in KPFT's budget. It's a pretty lean budget. There aren't too many places where there is even potential fat to cut. One that constantly jumps out at me is bank charges. And we are just now, and Pacifica, if you look at us as a network, we're using an enormous number of different banks to handle an enormous number of listeners' dollars, millions and millions of dollars a year, sitting in various odd bank accounts in various different places. I spend $6 every time I transfer money from Comerica Bank in Detroit out of Houston to Berkeley to send back to Houston in a FedEx packet. We're finally moving all of these into a sweeper account. Why $100,000 to $300,000 at any one time is sitting in Houston's bank account, and we're the smallest chunk of change in our family? Why $100,000 to $300,000, which is, there's $300,000 in Houston's account right now. And why aren't we making interest on that? Why is this bank using our money and loaning it to other people like us and charging people interest? Why aren't we making interest on that? So we have been working with the national office, and I want to thank Ben for working with Markeisha, our business manager, to finally sweep through this and work us into something called a sweeper account, where we will actually gain interest over every day, overnight, on the money that is Pacifica's listeners' money sitting in these accounts. And we should do that and consolidate that. We should leverage the fact that we are a multi-tens of million-dollar corporation, pardon the word, to get bank charges waived. We shouldn't have to pay transfer fees just to send money to ourselves. So, you know, these are little things, but as a manager who spends an inordinate number of hours per year begging people through microphones to send us money, I think in terms of every $100 that I sign a check for, every $100 that gets wasted on something, that is 3 members' basic pledges to KPFT that we have just used. And hopefully we've honored that and used it wisely, but unfortunately we don't always. And we try to remember that. We talk on the air during Fund Drive, which unfortunately we will be in for the 4th time in fiscal 2007, beginning next Saturday. We talk on the air about taking your nickels, rubbing them together, and creating magic. And we do that. But again, I'm cognizant of that, and I just want us to be aware of that. And again, in Los Angeles, I missed the infamous last meeting in Los Angeles where people nearly died. So I haven't been here in 2.5 years, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad that we're all well, except for perhaps Robert.
So bad.
But at that point, I stood up in Los Angeles then, and I offered to sacrifice myself to the neutron bomb word in Pacifica, that word being underwriting. Lonnie mentioned it earlier, so he kind of deflected a little bit of the energy. I still want us to have this discussion. Please don't be afraid of it. We have 125 affiliates, the majority of them, and I'd love it if Rip and Lori and any other affiliates that are in the room would speak to this issue, perhaps, of how do you, as affiliated radio stations, community radio stations, Pacifica radio stations, how do you establish ethical guidelines whereby you will allow that to occur so that you do not have to constantly come to the listener members through an on-air fund drive? Every day you don't have to do that is a day that we all enjoy better radio that could be making a difference in people's lives rather than radio that's paying the bills to allow us to maybe later make a difference in your life. We are aware of the fact that we are very terrible at marketing. The KPFT blimp has not flown around Houston for many years. One of the concepts that we're looking at, we were very successful with a major donor campaign in raising funds through a quiet drive to our major donors to raise the funds that put KPFT's brand new transmitter on the air. So we're now at 100,000 watts because of this quiet campaign. In a similar way, we want to work with these same major donors to create a marketing campaign, which would be a kind of an adoptive billboard campaign, and see, you know, if you donate this much money, then you pick which freeway gets a billboard on it to market KPFT. We can't rely on beautiful T-shirts, pencils, and bumper stickers to do it for us and or hope that people will just tune into the radio. That's just one idea. I needed to talk just a little bit about the ADA and make one correction to what Francie said. My office was not the porch. It was actually the dining room of that house. The report, we did get the report recently. I'm glad that we got that because she was visiting us at the end of January. We actually do have $10,000 in our budget for next year for capital improvements, some of which are intended to fix the roof, but some of them are intended to fix the ramp into the building, which, because we were doing it largely with volunteers and donated supplies, apparently is 2 inches less wide than it needs to be. And we also are working with a group in Houston through the Independent Learning Center, a gentleman named Lex Frieden. Independent Living Centers, a gentleman named Lex Frieden. And we've actually met with him, and we are moving forward. Now that we have this report, we look forward to moving forward on making some changes at the station that will allow us to set up these workstations and to move forward on that. On the positive news front, the one lawsuit that was pending against Houston was dismissed. I hope that you took a moment. I hope if you have spare time that you'll read the 8-page report from the federal district judge. In it, in the dismissing of this lawsuit as a frivolous lawsuit, he did make some very poignant points that the institution, the foundation, has rights as much as any individual does. And so in dismissing this suit, I think he made some points that we could use as precedent around the network. Another lawsuit that is pending is one that KPFT has filed against the Harris County Appraisal District, which we will be going to court on next week. And we hope to get back $14,000 in listeners' money from what we think are illegal property tax charges. On the local board front, since I left Houston to come to this meeting, and you probably are all aware of this, but I just wanted to mention that the board held a session on Wednesday night this week prior to the local station board official meeting. They had a delegates meeting, and at that meeting they had a 17-2 vote and removed Ken Freeland as a KPFT delegate. Prior to that vote, two other members, Robert Graham and Phil Jackson, resigned from the board. So there were three vacancies created on KPFT's LSB on Wednesday night. All three of those have been passed on to the next person in the electoral process. Something that we've been working on with the local station board that I'm proud of is a strategic plan. We got a very small grant from the Houston Endowment. I mentioned that in my last words to you in January. This small grant of $20,000 was for board development and strategic planning. We've been working through a group called the Executive Service Corps of Houston, and as recently as I think it was last weekend, though everything is a blur, it may have been the weekend before, we completed the second in a series of meetings. As part of this, we were conducting a SWOT analysis. We did strengths and weaknesses. The second meeting, which we just completed, was opportunities and threats, and we'll be moving forward from that on a hopeful 2-3-5-year plan as KPFT goes past its 40th birthday. And finally, in terms of what I'd mentioned earlier to you about our PTFP grant request, which is hopefully going to be accepted this month or next month, in relation to that and the digital expansion of KPFT, the HD conversion process, and our 100,000-watt transmitter, I got a phone call from our chief engineer last night, and KPFT is, at this present moment, broadcasting HD. And now that doesn't mean we have a second channel, but we are broadcasting in HD. So, right. So I think I took up more time than I should have, but I thank you.